A Senate panel has adopted legislation aimed at reforms for a growing female population in Kentucky's prisons and jails. It includes standards regarding adequate nutrition and hygiene products for pregnant prisoners. Much discussion centered on pregnancy release conditions used prior to trial for women charged with drug crimes. Renee Craddock is with the State Jailers Association.
So it's not like you're getting out. It is you're going to inpatient rehab and you're going to get better, or you're going to go to jail and you're going to do the time for the crime that you committed.
Still, some senators, like Jessamine County lawmaker Tom Buford, expressed concern over that provision.
I don't see it. I mean, you've almost got to let them out ROR and say, show up Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, you start. But it only takes her about 15 minutes to kill herself and that child with an overdose.
Proponents of the bill say drug-addicted pregnant inmates would be taken directly to treatment facilities. Committee Chair Julie Rocky Adams urged passage, adding she didn't think the status quo was working.
We have a shot at protecting that baby. We have a shot at getting them into rehab. We have a shot at having them turn their lives around.
The lengthy bill also calls for doubling the theft threshold to $1,000 and classify the crimes as misdemeanors instead of felonies. Shannon Stiglitz with the Kentucky Retail Federation opposed this portion of the bill, citing the incidence of shoplifting activity based on current law. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.